Blog Talk Radio.
Hood, rich, rich, rich,
high class street music.
They tell me.
Crack baby. Damn. Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me?
Street,
you motherfucking right. Couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched the clock.
Trap.
9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot. Damn.
Damn.
Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam. Same nigga that you break your neck for.
Yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves.
Yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. Zay got the motherfucking bass thumping.
Zay!
Dawg got the motherfucking trap jumping.
Dawg.
Doors to the trap open, I sell you something.
You
hell nah, don't ask, I ain't fronting nothing.
Hell nah.
I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around. Dawg just skipped town with 200,000. Dawg just pulled a 8 in a 2-liter pop. They say Dawg addicted to these streets just like his pop. Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Free my nigga, aye. Yo, did
aye.
It. Got paper round tatted on your whole titty.
Empire.
Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy.
Damn.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
Don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause I'm a star? Could be my star,
step
out my chain and rain. My Rolex watch, it got 50 carats. It could be QC, or even maybe it's me. It could be that 4-hour flight. Shopping in Beverly. What's on your mind? I'm not genius wine.
Nah, I ain't tryna spend no time.
I know my bitch, she so fine, but I don't know what's on her mind.
Gotta pay that cost to be a boss.
I put on my little bitches playing golf.
Young nigga walking with Nina Ross. I'm dropping the bombs like Viet Cong.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor?
Your bitch is smoking the feeling. Double the dollar, the beer, the check it, they hit it, they scratching the itch. The Florida we killing, the Florida we spitting. My nigga, you know we invented. Jumping in St. Louis, I'm a lunatic. I'm a nigga, but my bitch an immigrant. I got the boot, but no Timberland. I on the plug, you the middleman. I never leave my niggas starving. You niggas mistake me for Marvin. I got 50 bricks up in the drum, and they right next to that car.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Is it my looks or is it my wealth? What is it, the way that I carry myself?
Let me know, I need some help. Don't keep that secret to yourself.
Bitches be saying I'm making funny cause a young nigga got a lot of money. She looking at me like she wants something, can't give her nothing but a couple hugs. She sucked up on a nigga trying to give a nigga kisses, baby girl you trip.
I don't know how you feel, can you tell me?
I know why you came.
I know. In this club tonight.
Why?
Looking for a nigga that's gon' change your life.
I know why I came.
Go. In this club with you, girl.
With you.
Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Handsome.
Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me?
Can you tell me?
I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Go.
Dougie, yo told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life they be trying to keep me down. All this time I thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I done sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going to court. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life
they trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time
I
thought
I would make it out.
Never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
They couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico, and how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safety full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I stay self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit I might got killed. Standing so tall they think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gon' get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I possess. In the biz, it look like I'm just gon' keep on getting rich. Ah, know that Westside RSC's is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga did switch cheese and bust. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love, in the dream we trust. You'll be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my low, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed and punk. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stunk. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look.
I don't even wanna fucking talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show them.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I see dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga. So you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer safe, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo when the Porsche is vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, shit's got the low face. Start with a low weight, start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I could do it a couple times. I'm me, my nigga look at me now.
It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you throw him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Locks got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us so warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone in college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, yeah. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to cater to him. As soon as some things cross the border, yeah I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it. Damn, silent for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Peace was good, y'all. It's popping up there. Hope all is well. Yeah, it took me a little while to come in. I didn't want to provide any fluff. There's a lot of heavy lifting happening behind the scenes. And we're getting ready to make some changes and adjustments. So as we get ready for all of that stuff, I wanted to pick up the pace a little bit, but get back to some things that's beneficial to our audience. And to help ensure that if you're in the business of acquiring wealth, building wealth, and then preserving that wealth, then we want to enable you with tools and resources that will help you to accomplish that goal. So that's what we're going to focus on over the next couple months. For those that got ears to hear, let them hear. If they got eyes to see, let them see. So there'll be some things in there that a lot of you all can take advantage of. But without any further delay, let's just jump right into tonight's topic, if I can find it. I'm going to read a little bit on this idea of trust. Share some of these resources that I don't tend to necessarily put out, mainly because people don't like to read. But nonetheless, tonight we're going to look at maybe we'll be able to get through a few different sections. But we're going to look at what a trust is, and without deviating to too many additional resources, we're going to try to stay focused on this particular source. All right. So we're going to start out with definition of fundamental terms. So if you're out there and you're working a 9-to-5, you're making good money, you know, you've invested in IRAs and your 401k, I guess, and everything else under the sun that you can invest in, and you're looking to preserve that and everything else that you've worked your butt off for, then you might want to consider using a trust, right? And these are just tools. So as we'll get into it, you'll find out, you know, a lot more about what a trust is and how you can effectively use it to help preserve your so-called legacy. So definition of fundamental terms. What are some of the fundamental terms? Well, this is always a little bit difficult for people because they don't know. So let's look at it. What is a trust? A trust is a relationship by which one person is the holder of the title of property, right? Subject to an equitable obligation to keep or use the property for the benefit of another. I should dig into this, but probably not going to. The settlor of a trust is the person who, catch the language, intentionally causes this trust to come into existence, right? Then they have what they consider to be a trustee, and that person holds the title for the benefit of another. Then you got what they call as the trust property, which is the thing, real or personal, the title to which the trustee holds, subject to the rights of another. And then this is one that's always tossed around, but not necessarily understood. The sese quo trust, as it is written, is the person for whose benefit the trust property is held or used by the trustee. All right? So it's either held or used by that trustee, but it's for that person's benefit. Or for that benefit. Notice the language. They go in depth, which is why I like this source, because they go into a lot more breakdown of the terminology. But we don't need that right this second. Let's see. The trust treated herein should not be confused with the monopolies or combinations called trust, or with the positions which are loosely called places of trust. How much of this I want to go into? So in common parlance, to be in a position of trust or to be a trustee often means merely to occupy a station where elements of confidence and responsibility exist. And you got to know what confidence is, and obviously responsibility is your duty, right? So the one trusted in this sense may be an agent, a servant, a partner, a guardian, or a trustee. He is not necessarily in the technical trust relation, right? It is not intended that the definitions of the essential terms here given shall be final, right? Finito. The nature and incidents of the trust will be developed throughout this article. So the meaning of the elementary terms more fully explained as we go along. So they get into I'll share some of this because I think this is beneficial to the folks that are listening before I start going into more of the trust. It says a trustee, and for those that are attempting to, you know, start up or create or have been, these are things that you should be aware of as it relates to trust. A trustee is bound to deal with certain property over which he has control, right, and which is called the trust property, for the benefit of certain persons who they like to call the beneficiaries or trust. So what I was trying to share with y'all before without going into it is that a beneficiary is just that, another term used as trust. I think I'm saying that right. I might be saying that butchering it, whatever it is. And it says, and of whom he may or may not himself be one. So the trustee may or may not be a beneficiary. A trust is an obligation imposed, listen, either expressly or by implication of law. Now, all of these are like different either articles, views, books, so on and so forth, or maybe even cases, right? So it says, whereby the obligor is bound to deal with property over which he has control for the benefit of certain persons, of whom he may himself be one, and anyone of whom may enforce the obligation, right? A trust, in its technical sense, is the right enforceably solely in equity. So a trust only exists in equity to the beneficial enjoyment of property of which the legal title is in another. Excuse me. All right. What does it say? A trust may be defined as property, as a property right held by one party for the use of another. A trust, in the simplest sense, is a confidence reposed in one person called a trustee, for the benefit of another called the SKQ trust, with respect to property held by the former for the benefit of the latter. And these are cases, y'all. I'm not giving y'all the citations, obviously, but all right, let's use this one real quick and then we'll move on. So it says, these and many other definitions of the trust seem concerned rather with the duty or obligation of the trustee or the right of the SESCE than with the trust. The trust, in its modern sense, is conceived to be the relationship or status in which are concerned certain property and persons and incidental to which are certain rights and duties. The whole bundle of property, persons, rights, and duties makes up the trust. It is often said that a trustee holds the trust property subject to a trust, but it would seem to be more accurate to state that he holds it subject to the duties of a trustee, right? Because that's what he took on. Now, it says, I wonder if I can make this. That's probably the way. Oh, I see what I did. Okay, this is what I wanted. All right, perfect. All right. So it says, the trust property. It should first be noticed that specific property, real or personal, is always an element of the trust. So a lot of times people, and I know I don't always go into these segues to try to explain some of this stuff, but I like to say that not everyone is on equal footing. You know, some folks were able to take advantage of their walk in life and were able to amass tremendous wealth, and others were not necessarily able to do the same. So in this sense, I want to give you a broader sense of what property would look like, right, just based on that, those parameters, so to speak. So for someone who doesn't necessarily have tons and tons of money, you might have other things that you would consider to be of value. And I think oftentimes we allow people to determine what value they would place on the things that we cherish. And if you would only adjust that mirror or frame of mind and apply it as it would relate to you and how you perceive it, you know, you can easily fund your trust. All right. So with that being said, let's get into what they're talking about here. So in certain somewhat analogous, I'm not going to butcher that, relations, men only or men and any property may be involved, as for example, in agency. We keep going back to agency, which is a role that a lot of us play on a day-to-day basis, even though we may not know we're playing that role. So it says where A may be the agent of B. So it's a lot of context here that you can take and run with it. I'm trying to stay away from certain language just to try to keep it, you know, as clean as possible. But if you got ears to hear, like I told you, you better hear. So A may be the agent of B for the performance of personal services, which have no connection with any property or no connection with any particular property. But the trust presupposes fixed a certain property to be handled or held by the trustee. So trust is a little bit different. What may be the trust property and how it may become such are matters to be dealt with later. Now, they're going to go into, and listen to it again, the things that may be trust property and then how it may become such, right? Like how it may become the property of the trust. So we'll hopefully get to that at a later date. It's not going to happen today, but a later date. So it continues, the trust property is sometimes called the trust res. So you hear people use this term oftentimes, res, you know, the trust res, the corpus, and sometimes you'll even hear the subject or subject matter of the trust. All right. So it continues, it says, it is sometimes said that the legal title to the trust property is always in the trustee. You know, that's the intended purpose. Let's just say it like that, because I don't know if a lot of people practice this or if it's just, you know, in articles and books and such, right? It says the trustee title may be a legal or an equitable one. The trustee's title may be legal or equitable. Remember, trust is in equity, though. All right, depends on the nature of the title which the settlor in express trust or the law in implied trust, right? So if it's if it's dealing with one or the other, it will give you access to whatever you want to apply for. So with the express trust, you can go into equity. With the law, you can just, with the implied trust, you can just go straight into the legal jargon. So it says, thus, if the settlor has a fee simple estate in certain lands and conveys his interest to A to hold in trust for B, A, the trustee, will be seized of the legal estate. But if the settlor has contracted to buy land for which he has paid the purchase price, but a deed of which has he has not yet received, but the settlor transfers his interest into the land to A, in trust for B, A, the trustee will hold merely the equitable title of the contract, then D, of the land. So they gave you two different examples of how it would apply if something was already solidified as opposed to something that was a work in progress. Excuse me. I think that's all I'm going to say on that one. Yeah. All right. Where am I? All All right, it says, it is because of this possibility of legal equitable ownership that the definition given above merely states that the trustee is a title holder without regard to the court in which his title will be recognized, right? So it doesn't matter if it's equitable or some municipal court, right? So in a great majority of trusts, the trustee has the legal title to the trust property. All right. Just going to talk about some parties. So when we think about the three persons that are connected to every trust, we always go to settlor, trustee, and beneficiary, right? That's always what we go to. The settlor declares himself, but since where the settlor declares himself a trustee, settlor and trustee are one and the same person. A trust may exist with only two parties, right? So now, it's not three people, it's just two because you combine a dual role, right? So it's like dual nationality. No, I'm just kidding. So since a man cannot be under an obligation to himself, it can't be an obligation to himself, the same individual cannot be settlor, trustee, and beneficiary. Right? And the trust persons can never be less than two. It's always going to be more than one. All right, let's see where it goes. As a sole trustee may be one of a number of beneficiaries, and one of several joint trustees may be the sole beneficiary, there are no limitations upon the maximum number of persons who may be connected with the trust, except the limitations of convenience. So that's up to you. In some trusts, there is no settlor. There are the these are the implied trusts created by the law. So when you don't have a settlor setting up a trust, right, they're saying that they construct it by law. So because it is presumed that the parties intended a trust to exist or for the purpose of accomplishing justice, in these, that's a dangerous term right there too. In these implied trusts, no individual intentionally brings a trust into being. The court gives life to the trust. But the acts of one or more persons have caused the court to decree the trust existed. Such persons are not settlors. Their acts merely afford the reasons which the courts give for declaring the existence of the trust, all right? In the definition of the word settlor given above, the word intentionally is used. I mentioned that as well. Pay attention. So the settlor is also sometimes called, and this is where people get confused, but let's make sure that you understand that these are synonyms, right? So sometimes the settlor is also called the creator of the trust, or the trustor. And y'all have seen other terms that they flip around. Now listen to this last part here. The phrase sesque trust is synonymous with beneficiary of the trust. So that's all that means, beneficiary. All right. A lot of people don't even know that. They just keep telling y'all a whole bunch of stuff, but whatever. The trust rights, so basically everybody been running around screaming that there's some beneficiary of some trust that these folks created, right? But it's not them. All right. The trust rights and duties are going to look like this. The trustee holds the property for the benefit of the beneficiary. It is unnecessary now to consider how the beneficiary may obtain that benefit. The methods vary greatly according to the terms of the particular trust. Now, what are the terms? The governing document. Pay attention. In one case, the trustee may have no duty except to hold the property, and the beneficiary may take the profits directly. That's one example. In another instance, the trustee may be charged with the obligation of detailed management, that means keeping a log or ledger, and the beneficiary may receive the benefit indirectly. The means of obtaining the benefit for the beneficiary are not at this point important. The fundamental principle is that somehow the benefit is his.
Right?
I'm looking at some of their, oh, they tell you how to pronounce it because I'll be butchering this shit. Pronounced as if spelled Cest We Q Trust or Cool Trust. It's not even Q, it's Cool. I should write that down. I should put that out there. Also frequently spelled like that, like that, like that by the courts. And the courts use that. These footnotes are good. Yeah. All right. So the duty is enforced by the beneficiary. See, a lot of people don't understand trust. And what that just tells you right there. And all right. So a lot of times I'll read through these things and I don't tend to go through and explain. This is one of my pet peeves because at least this particular subject matter in this particular sentence. A lot of people say that they understand trust, but they don't understand the roles that the parties play in the trust. And a lot of times you hear people say, well, the trustee is the boss of the trust. Okay. In the public, yes, they would seem to be in control of the trust. In the private, however, the trustees, unless you put other measures in place, let me preface that, and even if you did, they're still accountable to the beneficiaries. So what that means is that the beneficiaries can hold the trustees accountable for any request as it relates to the trust, and they can never be denied. So what I mean by that is if they want, for example, an account of, you know, what's available in the trust or whatever, they cannot deny the beneficiaries if they are so identified, right? Unless, again, there are certain restrictions in the documentation that would limit that. But outside of that, the beneficiaries trump the trustees and keep them in line, right? So this quality distinguishes the trust in some jurisdictions from certain possible contracts. Now it's going to get into contract stuff. The trustee's obligation is said to be equitable. Originally, it was recognized only by Court of Chancery, which alone administered the rules and applied the principles of equity. Many definers of the trust make enforceability in a Court of Chancery or equity a part of their definition. But in the present state of the law, it is deemed preferable to define the trustee's obligation as equitable and to omit any reference to the court in which obligation may be enforced. All right. I want to skip through some of this. Whether the right which the beneficiary has is a property right in the subject matter of the trust, which is a right in rem, or merely a personal right against the trustee, again, like I said, a right in personam, and I'm skipping over some of this stuff, is a question that a lot of people debate, all right? So do they have a right against the trust itself, right? Meaning the property of the trust, or do they have a right against the trustee? So the arguments have been swayed and are stated in a later section dealing with the nature of the interests of the beneficiary. I'm going to skip over some of this. We don't need the history right now. Yeah, I'm going to skip that. Don't want to. Bear with me. I'm scrolling. If I can get to something to kind of wrap up on. Not right. Yeah, I'm going to skip that too. Bear with me.
I'm trying to get away from a lot of these so-called codes and stuff. Yeah, we know that too. All right, so let's look at the difference between, and this is where I want to go, and I won't be able to get into most of it, but I'll start it, and then we'll go from there. So let's look at the difference between what a trust is and some of these other roles that people play. So the trust is distinguished from, example, a debt, right? So what makes it different? So the trust requires a definite subject. That means property. The property which the trustee controls for the benefit of his beneficiary is always definite, right? You got to define the property. You got to remember that. If it's not defined, then the trust will not be seen as being funded. I need some water. A debtor does not owe his creditor definite money. He owes him any money. A, be a trustee for B. A always owns specific property. As for example, the Tom Farm or certain $5,100 bills. A may have the power under the trust to change the form of the investment and to buy a bond with the bills originally received, but the bond then becomes the specific subject matter. So again, they're just saying it doesn't matter what form it takes as long as it's specified. The results of this contrast between trust and debt are striking. If the debtor loses any particular article through negligence or accident, he will not be absolved from payment of his debt. But if the trust property be lost or destroyed without the fault of the trustee, his obligation is wiped out. So they're just showing you, right, the benefits. And a lot of people might hear things like business trust. I'm just, throwing stuff out. But if you have ears to hear, I'm hoping that you're listening. And I'm asking you all to think outside of the box. I'm just, reading these things, though, as they are. All right, so trustee would then win out. Again, if we're looking at the creditor, each creditor is obliged to share pro rata with his fellow creditors all the properties of his bankrupt debtor, even though the debtor have in his hands and capable of identification certain specific money lent him or goods sold him. On the other hand, the beneficiary may take from the assets of the bankrupt trustee the specific trust property if he can identify it. So again, you see who's in control and who's the boss when they talk about the beneficiary stuff, which a lot of people, when they're talking about managing their affairs themselves or going through a third party, they're not able to do that. So if you truly were the beneficiary, these people would be answering to you. So the statute of limitation begins to run against the creditor's claim from the origin of the relation of the debtor and creditor, i.e. from the maturity of the debt, because the sole duty of the debtor is to pay his debt. And that obligation, of course, arose at the due date fixed. So I'm going to just leave that right there. More contrast between the two. A debt is simply a legal obligation where a trust is an equitable obligation. So as previously stated, the trust is an obligation resting solely on equitable principles and originally enforceable only in chancery. Originally. In a great variety of ways, equity will act upon the trustee and compel him to do or refrain from doing certain acts. That's just what it is. The debtor's duty, however, are legal and are enforced by an action to recover the amount of the debt ordinarily. Equity may, of course, aid the creditor
but the primary method of enforcement is by legal remedies. When a trustee states his accounts with the beneficiary, states his account, like I told you, and admits that a certain sum is due him, the trustee may change to a debtor. All right? I'm not going to go into all of that. Y'all got to bear with me. It's a lot of notes, and I'm skimming as I'm going through it because I don't want to read all the stuff. But I do have a few more minutes. And let's see, we can go into this one because a lot of people throw this one around a lot too. So what's the difference between a bailment and a trust? All right, so let's look at it.
Not at all.
They said a bailment and trust are in some respects similar. Now, again, I know I'm talking about trust and stuff. Again, if you have ears to hear, please hear. There's more application here than just what we're discussing. All right. Each, the owner of property places it in the control of another, usually for a temporary purpose, right? Some definitions of bailment would seem to make it a form of trust. Some. All right. There are some differences, though. The most prominent is the contrast between the rights with which the holder of the property is invested. The trustee is the owner of the subject matter of the trust, which is the property. On the other hand, the bailee is not the holder of any title to the bailed property. He does not own it. Pay attention. His rights over it are confined to temporary rights of possession. Now, it's like, and I'm going to say this just because I want to give a broader context, right? It's like I've seen folks take a financial statement and select the boxes that reflect bailment, bailee, bailor, right? Bailment. And then at the same time say that the property is held in trust. I just read it to you that that's a, you know what, whatever. All right, his rights over it are confined to temporary rights of possession. He does not own it. I just want to make sure that y'all are clear. He may keep it for a time and perhaps during that time have the use and benefit of it, perhaps. But under no circumstances can he have a permanent right to enjoy the property. Now it says, a bailment exists whenever the ownership and the possession of specific corporeal chattels are lawfully severed from each other. In a trust of personal property, the legal ownership passes to the trustee, and he has something more than bare possession. In cases of bailment, the legal ownership is in the bailor, and the bailee simply has possession, which may or may not be for some specific purpose. This distinction may be illustrated, and I don't know if I want to illustrate it, but it continues. Let's see. The legal ownership of a trustee gives him capacity to pass to a bona fide purchaser for value a title free from the trust. But ordinarily, if a bailee attempts to sell the bail goods to another, even though that further give value and in good faith consider the bailee the owner, the purchaser will acquire no title as against the bailor. The bailee's rights are not those of ownership, and he cannot transfer such rights to another. You heard that? Does that make it clear? Oh my God. All right. I think I'm going to wrap up. Let's see. I could probably finish this part. All right, so bailment is concerned exclusively with property, personal property, while a trust may have as its subject and property, real or personal. All right, so bailment is about personal property. So y'all should know what y'all are doing. All right, person. All right, so the discussion of the right of bailee and trust will have suggested corresponding differences between the interests of bailor and beneficiary. Namely, the bailor is the legal owner of the bail goods, while the beneficiary is regarded as having merely a claim against the trustee. Didn't I tell y'all the beneficiary is the boss of the trustee? Because who can they sue? The trustee. The beneficiaries can't sue nobody else. They can't sue the damn whoever violated the trust outside of the trustee, because that's who's answerable to the beneficiary. I don't know why they don't be suing all that. But, or at most, an equitable interest in the trust rest. So they have an equitable interest against the trustee, I mean, a claim against the trustee, or equitable interest in the property. It only remains to add that the bailor's rights are legal rights enforceable only by courts of law or law divisions of courts having double jurisdiction, while the beneficiary rights are equitable. See the difference we keep coming back to? Occasionally, it has been important for jurisdictional reasons to determine whether a relationship was a trust or a bailment. And y'all be blurring the line. Blurring the line, people. Oh, my God. The degree of care with the beneficiary may depend or demand of his trustee is uniform. Okay. The level of care they're saying that the trustee can, I mean, the beneficiary can require of his trustee is a uniform one. And y'all didn't know that, too, but they do have trustees' duties, right? And they're across the board. So if you don't write these things in your document, then the court will, you know, apply the uniform one. And is that which a reasonable, prudent man would exercise the administration of his own business. I keep trying to tell y'all that's what private is. Administration of your own business. I'm gonna stop. All right, I'm gonna stop right here because they're saying I had 90 seconds. The bailor may expect extraordinary, ordinary, or slight care dependent on the character of the bailment, whether for the sole benefit of the bailee, for mutual benefit, or for the sole benefit of the bailor. And we're going to end right there because I'm trying to tell y'all that you need to do your own research. You need to study what you all are doing because you all make it a little bit more complicated. So hopefully you can follow along and you found some benefit to that particular reading. Catch y'all next week. Peace.